Hi, Art. It's Paul. Are you there?
Hello, Paul. Yes.
Yeah, hi. Well, Art, I have an experience on psilocybin mushrooms that I'd like to share with you. Mm-hmm. I had a friend for 2 years, almost 3 years, who said he could show me other dimensions. Mm-hmm. And when he said that, I never really thought about what he was saying. But anyway, so we planned the day that we'd get together and do mushrooms. And it was my first time doing it. I show up to his house, and he said that, you know, I was late, and he had taken his mushrooms, so here, take my dose. And it was what I thought would look like a big dose, but we hadn't discussed that it had to be to see other dimensions, so I went ahead and took the dose. Or took it. It was around a plate full, a dinner plate full of mushrooms. Anyway, so I noticed right away that I was overdosed.
I would be immediately suspicious of a dinner plate full of anything.
What was I thinking?
Yeah.
This was my best friend, somebody that I would almost say that I was, now I look back at it and say I was under a spell.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really thinking. I can't believe it. But anyway, so I can't believe I'm telling you this story. But anyway, so once I notice that I'm, you know, overdosed,
yes,
he started telling me that today's the day that I go to hell, and that he's a messenger, and they decided up above that, you know, Paul needs to go to hell that day, right? Uh-huh.
This is not your friend, Paul.
I know.
Yeah.
And I really, really thought it was. Anyway, so I sit down on the couch, and, you know, your natural reaction is thinking that your friend is going to walk you through this. He invited you to his house,
mm-hmm,
to do mushrooms with him, so I kind of was still, even though he just told me something upsetting, I was still wanting to believe that he was helping me. So I laid down on the couch. And,
right away, I have a problem with that. The moment he said, today is your day to go to hell, you know, that has such a negative connotation to it, Paul, that I don't see how you could think he was helping you.
What could I do? Could I go outside the house and scream,
no,
I'm overdosed?
Mm.
I should have picked up the phone and dialed 911.
Mm.
But I can't breathe. I'm struggling to breathe.
Mm.
My pulmonary, I'm so far out that I would forget to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And really, what could I do? And so he brings me into the living room. And by the way, each room was decorated different. The first room that I was in was all red lights. And anyway, so I'm going to get the story going here. So, you know, he's sitting down talking to me, and this vibration came through the room, like, whoa, 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 whoa. And it forced me down into the couch, kind of a feeling, like I was really falling deep into the couch.
Mm-hmm.
And I would rebel against it and try to stand up. But anyway, so I fought this, and he commented about how I was fighting that feeling. And he started talking to me, and his eyeball changed.
Huh.
He had a little pierced earring on his eyebrow, and that dice started to spin. And when it changed, his eyeball changed, and his skin changed. Okay? Mm-hmm. And there he is, this guy looking like an alligator with this eye that was just bright yellow, and the hole in it was just deep.
Okay.
And so I'm freaking out, and I go to the door. And when I get to the door, I couldn't open up the door. And then the next thing I know, he's standing right behind me, and it's him again. And he says to me, when you open that door, hell starts. So I opened the door, and by the way, he had told me that the police, God's angels, the white man, was coming to take me to hell. So I opened the door, and there were the police. He called 911 on me, and, you know, they broke my skull, or supposedly cracked it and broke some ribs.
The police cracked your skull and broke ribs?
Yep. And Art, I don't know, you know, I know I was walking, screaming into the sky, you know, God, help me. And I thought that maybe just by being out there that, you know, somebody would call the police. So, Sorry, I'm gargling to keep my mouth wet. Anyway, so
it was your friend who called the police, right?
Yeah, he called the police, and the 911 transcription say that he said that he had a homosexual friend from work who was breaking into his house. Yeah.
You know, hey, Paul, I would disconnect yourself from this person and never again.
Of course. I've never. Well, you know, I saw him once after that to confront him on what he did to me.
Oh, but yeah, anyway, that'd be interesting. And what did he say?
I said, number one, I started off with, you're a snake. And
at
number
the least.
Two, what?
At the I'm least. Off.
At least, right? Anyway, but all right, I want to tell you. So, after this, I thought, you know, I was just tripping. It was something that I saw. And my friend invites me to go to Washington State with him, and I'm in the back of a big rig truck. And George had somebody on, I'd never really thought about Coast to Coast before. George had somebody on the radio that said that he saw somebody turn into a reptilian. And when he described it, he said it started by the eyebrow. And I'm sitting in the back of this big rig going up the 5 freeway, and it occurred to me, I didn't hallucinate. That doesn't happen. There are no pink elephants out there. He really did. You know, and Mark, my life has been so strange since that occurrence. I see.
Well, I'm sure it has. All right. Well, listen, thank you very much. That was interesting. I've often wondered.